And also, of course, they brought out about their ghost storage, which aggravates me, too, because it's so ridiculous.
But well, that's aimed at Mrs. Leach, too.
Those of us who have known the Springs when it was a wonderful place, it's very hard. We just don't go over there anymore. It's just too hard to see it like this.
Well, you had your 50th wedding anniversary there.
Oh, it was
lovely. Oh, it was great then, when the LaRoudes were running it.
Yeah, and Bob and Loretta had it. It was just lovely. They did everything to make it like it was when we were young, you know, and we used to dance in the lobby.
They even moved the piano in from the bar to the lobby like it used to be. Early days.
And Charlotte Ames was there to play the piano, and, well, there were 200 guests, I think. It was just really wonderful. But I don't know. I can't say what it's like now because we haven't been over there for a long time. But I do, if I read that article, it will make me very upset.
Mm-hmm. Well, you still have a cabin in Central.
Yeah, well, we signed it over to the kids, but we still have the use of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we enjoy it. In fact, we're going to be going up now for a week from this Saturday for a service for Arlene. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if they call it a service. It's going to be a potluck dinner. I don't think it's going to be anything formal about it, from what I understand.
When we were building at Pioneer Acres, we kind of looked forward to the Circle Hot Springs being a kind of a social gathering for the whole community, you know. But it hasn't turned out that way, has it?
No, it's not a gathering place right now.
Uh-uh.